the whole team should have stayed. It went to one.
He just has it. 5 seconds to go. Bridges for three.
Yeah! Oh! The big star delivers. The big star delivers. And that's what you want, the big star.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. We are on episode 29.
We are 2 weeks in a row.
We are consistency.
We're starting a streak. One more week, and that's an official streak.
Here we go. Don't call it a comeback.
I mean, coronavirus is running rampant. We never know. We'll make it next week.
It's running wild.
Yeah, yeah.
This week, looks like we've got a pretty good little episode ahead of us. I mean, right now, actually, Big Ten men's tournament's going on. Northwestern, Minnesota.
Last I saw, Northwestern was winning, 25-24. Very Big Ten-esque.
Very Big Ten-esque.
We'll touch on that a little bit more later, though.
Yeah, we'll touch on that. We're going to touch on some MSU Michigan basketball the past week. We're going to sprinkle in some more breadcrumbs for you guys for future giveaway, and we're also going to talk a little bit about a NCAA tourney competition we're going to be doing. See if you guys want to enter, and if you win, you win a chance to co-host with us. Yeah. But before we really get into all that, we're going to just ask you guys to subscribe, like us, share us on Facebook, Twitter, follow us on Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. Basically, any streaming app out there right now, we're on it.
Yeah, give us a make sure you subscribe to it. I mean, if you're getting this podcast, you probably already are, but make sure if you're not subscribed to it, give us those ratings, reviews. That stuff always helps spread us out to the rest of the universe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one other thing that we're gonna have a new segment this week.
How could I forget?
So, after. I don't know, somewhere in the middle, we're going to give our hot takes. We're going to introduce a hot take segment, something to spice up the podcast for, you know, these slower months where there's not a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We'll get a hot take. So this week, I think our hot take is going to be Big Ten tournament related.
Yep.
And next week, maybe we'll do an NCAA tournament related hot take. We'll see. But, yeah, we're going to introduce that this week. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. So with all that being said, I guess the biggest news story, which broke probably about 5:55.
A couple hours ago.
Yeah. was that the NCAA March Madness tournament, they are not allowing fans to it because of the recent surge in coronavirus cases. So that is an interesting development considering the Big Ten tournament's going on right now.
And they announced like a half an hour before that release that they were going to have fans.
Yeah.
So it's a little push and pull there. But other, like the ACC, they're going on right now. They have fans. The SEC had fans there. Theirs today. I mean, all the conference tournaments are still doing it, but the NCAA has stepped in and said we're not going to now. So it's very interesting. I don't really know how to take it.
You know, I don't either. I think it's, I mean, without diving down the rabbit hole that is the coronavirus, I think it's a good precaution to take. I think it is something that should be taken seriously, but I don't know if, I think it's good to be reactive instead of proactive, but it's, at the end of the day, you've got to, like you and I were talking, sitting on the couch, is how much money is the NCAA losing? I mean, I would imagine there's got to be a huge insurance policy.
Right. And well, the other part of it, too, that a lot of people are not considering, or I guess considering isn't the right word, but not thinking about is the kids.
Mm-hmm.
These players, you know, some of these guys will potentially never play basketball again after the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of these guys will never play basketball again. And, like, Stephen Bardo was interviewed on the Big Ten Network before, and he said, you know, I made my run with Illinois, and he's like, I firmly believe because we made that run in the tournament and everybody got to see me and my name, that's why I got into these broadcasting, because people knew my name because of that. And you take these fans out of that arena, and that's just that many more people that don't get to that experience.
It's going to be weird hearing just the echo of the ball and the echo of the coaches.
Well, the MAC conference tournament started, and they don't have fans at theirs.
Yeah.
And there was a video that somebody put out on Twitter from the game whether it was somebody with one of the teams, it was one of the women's games, and they said, and the caption on it was, just so you know what you're getting into with no fans in attendance. And it was, it still sounded like a basketball game, but it sounded like a high school basketball game. Because, you know, most high school games, at least around this area, they aren't packed full of people.
Right.
So, I mean, it's, you get chatter and noise in the bench. You can hear the benches now. Like, you can hear the coaches yelling. That's going to be an interesting dynamic because you'll be able to hear what the coach is saying. Like, you're not, it's not going to be drowned out by fans.
You almost wonder if the NCAA is going to introduce, like, crowd noise or something.
I don't know.
I mean,
that's tough because then how do you... how do you dictate who gets what noise and what situation merits what? Or is it just like ambient noise to give the allure of somebody being there? It would be tough to do that, I think. But I don't know. We'll find out in a week.
Yeah, we're going to find out real quick.
So the one thing I thought was interesting is, I mean, this is going to have an effect on the games themselves, too, because crowd noise has a huge influence on these games. And I mean, like, some of these underdogs, they thrive on a big fan base coming to kind of get behind them and keep them going. If that's not there, I almost wonder, you know, are the big dogs just going to come in and it's like, wow, look at these guys getting off the bus, that we don't stand a chance now?
Right.
Kind of thing. It'll be interesting to see how that dynamic plays out, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a very telling tournament. And
it will definitely be one that's never forgotten.
Oh, for sure.
In a year when we said this NCAA tournament's going to be so fun and so exciting all year, this happens, and you're like, well, now it's kind of downplayed a little bit. Mm-hmm. So, but, it, you know, at the same time, it could be now we'll see basketball in its purest form because there's not going to be anything else to focus on. It's all going to be what's happening on the court.
It's going to be a lot like watching a scrimmage in a way.
And well, they said those coaches are secret coach. Scrimmages, that's like that's what this is, but it's real now.
Yep.
So, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting. The Big Ten tournament's starting up today, right now, as we're talking, they're playing, so there's fans there, get the last taste of crowd noise, I guess, in the game. But,
enjoy it.
Right. So do you want to get right into Michigan State updates?
Yeah.
So
yeah, let's go ahead and roll with it.
Let's do Michigan first, because there's not as much, I think, from last week to cover with them. Blowout Nebraska at home on senior night like they were supposed to after a sluggish start. And then I really have nothing to talk about with that game. It was just a drudge to watch. It was terrible to start, and then at halftime they was like, well, these guys really are shitty. We need to play better. And they did, and they blew them out. And then they go to Maryland to end the season, and it's another game where a team that Michigan's playing is making every single shot they're taking. I mean, Wiggins and Ayala, I think, were combined 6 of 9 from three when they're both 26% three-point shooters. Like, it just seems like Michigan is getting snake bit time after time after time this year with guys having their shooting performance. Now you can attribute that to luck, or you can attribute that to poor defense. I don't really know. I don't know where I stand on it. This team is the epitome of a roller coaster this year because they started out hotter than hot, and then a couple injuries, and they slide way down. It's like, whoa, they might not make the tournament. They get hot again, like, oh, hey, it's an Elite Eight team again, and then it's like, eh. You kind of stumble into the Big Ten tournament. So I think they play tomorrow at noon, so by the time you listen to this, hopefully the game will be underway, and you'll – you may listen to it afterwards, so you know the result. But they play Rutgers at noon, so they've beaten Rutgers twice this year in Piscataway and then at Madison Square Garden. So I think that's a familiar matchup. It's a good matchup for Michigan, I think. Obviously, beating them twice, but it is hard to beat the same team three times in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting. I think it's a game that Michigan, they don't need to get in the tournament. They're safely in the tournament, but they need as a confidence builder to go in more than anything. So with them, I don't have a whole lot more. We'll do a little bit more when we discuss the tourney in general. But you go to the other end of the spectrum in Michigan State. So they played, it was Ohio State Sunday night, right?
Yeah,
they played Ohio State. So Ohio State at home, Cassius Winston and Kyle Arnes senior night. And like you would expect in that game, Breslin was rocking. Cassius had a great performance. And Michigan State takes down Ohio State and gets their third straight regular season conference title, at least a share of, for three straight years, I think it was. And they started the last probably, what, 2 or 3 weeks, looking like that team that everybody mm-hmm. thought they could be. And we kept saying it, that they needed another player. They needed another guy. And it seems like Rocket Watts has kind of inserted himself into that role. And even to an extent, Aaron Henry has started to assert himself a little bit more. I mean, he's always been a great defender, but offensively, he looks like he's asserted himself more. So they finished 3-way tie with Wisconsin and Maryland. They end up getting the 2 seed. So they get the double bye in the Big Ten tournament, which is important because it's just a couple more days off your feet. And, you know, more rest never hurts, in my opinion. I know a lot of people say when you're playing, you want to play, but I think that rest is good.
You know, and I agree with you. I think the amount of minutes that Cassius has played this season.
Tillman. And Xavier Tillman also.
And Xavier Tillman. That is huge for them. I mean, I don't like the thought of it because they're getting hot at the right time.
Sure.
And, I mean, you never want to lay off a team that's hot. And then you look at the bracket, and like you said, they have the double bye, but you look like there's some good teams out there that they very well could line up against.
Yeah, I think, and we'll let's not do too much of the tournament right now. I guess we can. Well, we can go right into the tournament. I mean, there's not a whole lot more to cover. Mm-hmm. I mean, State got their outright or their shared title for the regular season. That had to be a goal.
Yep.
So that's one check off the box. And the team, like we said, they seem to be peaking at the right time. So the Big Ten tournament as a whole, kind of like we said, there will be fans there. So that's good for the flow of basketball. It's going to be really interesting because, like, this season has been, I mean, there were, I think it was 8 teams within a game of each other in the final standings.
Yep.
So it's like, that's nuts. It's never.
Yeah, that's insanity.
Like, Michigan's 500 and is the 9 seed. And that's just like, wow. So I think there are legitimately 11 teams that could get hot and win this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really think without outside of Northwestern and Nebraska, because now Nebraska's brought 2 football players on.
Right.
They've brought on as walk-ons for this because they've suspended 2 of their better players. So I think Nebraska gets run out of the gym, but in Northwestern, although they're putting up a fight with Minnesota right now, they don't have the horses. But I could see any other team really get hot and make a push right here.
Could you imagine if Northwestern ends up winning, like, just pulls some rabbit out of the hat and just runs the table and wins the tournament?
Oh, God.
That would be...
The world would self-destruct.
Mm-hmm.
Coronavirus wouldn't be our biggest fear. They don't have the horses for that.
No.
They don't have the horses for that. So, you know, and we wanted to talk about who our pick was to win the whole thing. I have to defer that a little bit for our next segment.
And actually, I do too.
So we'll talk about that a little bit in our next segment. But if you had to looking at the bracket, give me a team outside of the top 4 who you think is the biggest threat to win the whole thing. So not Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan State, or Maryland. One of the other 10 teams.
You know, it's hard because, I mean, you'd want to say Penn State, but they just got
throttled. They've played horrible the last few weeks.
I mean, we'd want to say Purdue, but I mean,
I don't know if they can score enough.
And that's the thing. I don't know if they can score enough. I think if there's one, I'm going to go between 2 teams, but unfortunately one of them is going to get it, and it's going to be either Michigan or Rutgers.
Okay.
I like Iowa, but I feel like there's a formula there that if you follow it, you can beat Iowa.
Sure. It's a track meet with them. Mm-hmm. They're 100% okay with not playing defense.
Yep.
If they're hot and you're not, you're screwed.
Oh,
I mean, so I don't know. They're banged up quite a bit, so I don't know how that goes for them. A team I'm like really, 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 really watching is Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because they've played extremely well. I mean, they were like Michigan where they had that down period in the middle of the season, but they have done nothing but keep climbing since they've gotten right. And that would be a team I could see doing the 4 games in 4 days, potentially. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the path's not easy because they got Purdue and they got to play Michigan State if they win that. But in all honesty, if they win Friday against Michigan State, the schedule only gets easier going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, That to me is why it's almost better to get Michigan State early, in my opinion, because you might get them sleeping. Whereas if they win Friday and they win Saturday, if you get them to Sunday, they got all that adrenaline, all that. Yeah. That's too much to stop them, I think. So it's almost good that Ohio State gets a game under their belt and then they get Michigan State first. And Michigan State could come in sleepy because they've been prone to some bad starts. Have. And that's my biggest fear for them in the NCAA tournament. We said if they get to a bad start in a game, and it could be the end of it.
Yes.
So, Ohio State's the team I'm really, really watching to see as far as like a down the bracket kind of team. And I'm interested to see how much fight Indiana has, because they really need, they've got to win today. 100%. They lose to Nebraska, they're not getting in. They got to win today, and I honestly think that they need that Penn State win to feel comfortable getting in the field. And they've played really well of late. They just haven't closed games. Now, obviously, that's part of it. You got to play 40 minutes. But I'm interested. I want to see what kind of fight they come out with. Not necessarily today, because, like I said, Nebraska is one of the worst Division I teams I've ever watched. But tomorrow, I'll be interested to see what they do against the Penn State team that is down right now. Mm-hmm. And that's a game that they could sneak in and win. And then Maryland is not anybody that's overly impressive.
No.
So, I mean, their setup of the bracket sets up decently for them to maybe pull off three wins. So, it's going to be exciting. I was talking to a guy at work, and this would have been a great year to buy the week-long pass.
Oh, yeah.
And go down Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and just watch basketball. Because, one, Indianapolis is a great town to go watch it in. And, two, after tonight, there's not a bad game.
No.
I mean, every single one of those games, I would be okay with buying a ticket to go watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'll be interesting. It'll be a fun couple days here. And then Sunday will come around, and we'll get to see the big field and see what everybody lines up. Because now, with no fans, I think your draw matters even more now. Yep. Because it's not so much where now, but who. Because where doesn't matter anymore.
Yep.
With this.
Yeah, it's like, neutered now.
Yeah, like, your seating won't. Like, where you're at, like, you know, who cares if you have to go to L.A.? I
mean, right.
Everybody, you're going to have the same amount of people there.
Right. Oh, I have to go to L.A. in March? Damn.
So, yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. So, yep. They'll get the – this will be a good week, and I'm hoping for some good basketball. I think we're going to see some good basketball. Some. So, do you have any other thoughts on either Michigan State, or the Big Ten tournament before we break in the new segment?
Nah, I'm good, man. It's going to be a fun tournament. It's going to be nice to at least hear some fans, and then – we'll see where Sunday lines up, and like you said, I think this tournament has gotten a lot more interesting after this announcement today.
Yeah, next week will be. Well, I mean, you get a taste next Tuesday in the playing games, but the real feel will be Thursday, Friday when those games start. But we'll get into that more next week. So let's go ahead. Let's introduce our newest segment. So you heard our intro. This is our hot and spicy takes section. Lane's kind of brainchild the other night. He's like, we trying to think of something to literally spice up the podcast. So we thought, well, you know what? He sent me an audio clip and we threw it in there. I'm like, let's do it. Like, we can do a hot take segment. So why don't you kind of give us your thoughts on it? What are we going to be doing here?
So the purpose of this segment is we're going to bring in a more hot or spicy take. I mean, some of them might not be super hot. And then there might be some weeks where it's like, holy hell, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And it's just an opportunity for us to really air our opinion, debate it, and
maybe get a little crazy.
Yeah, might get a little crazy. I mean,
who knows? Maybe a bet comes out of this. I mean, gambling is legal, I think, now in Michigan, right?
I think it's tonight.
Is it today? Or it's sometime today, I think. So
yeah.
By the time you hear this, you'll be able to bet on sports in Michigan. So, hey.
Bet away.
Yep, I like it. So, yeah, this will be fun. Hot takes are always a good topic of conversation. They're always a good conversation starter a lot of times, too. So, by all means, when you listen to this, if you have your own hot takes with something that we're talking about or you like or disagree, let us know, because these are conversation pieces. Yep. We want to talk about them. So, I'll get us kicked off We're going to talk about the big, well, mine, and I think yours is as well. We haven't really talked about these yet, so we're hearing these for the first time right along with you guys. So mine is Big Ten tournament related.
Yep.
And my hot take is the championship game on Sunday will be played by two teams that are not ranked 1 through 4.
Okay.
So no double bye teams will make it to Sunday. All four of them will lose before Sunday. That is my hot take, and my reasoning behind it is I think that the matchups set up well for the teams that are playing earlier. So like we talked about, I mentioned Ohio State in our previous segment being a team that I'm watching, and I said I think that they can catch Michigan State sleeping in that first game, and they have to, because if they don't, and then Michigan State gets on a roll, they're going to win this whole thing. That's my thought. So I have Ohio State beating Michigan and then beating Maryland in the next round to get to the championship game.
Okay.
Now, the top half of the bracket, Michigan and Rutgers, I do think Michigan beats Rutgers again just because I think that's a terrible matchup for Rutgers. I don't – like, what Michigan is good at, Rutgers is bad at. Mm-hmm. So it's just not a good matchup for them. And then Michigan would play Wisconsin. And I talked to a buddy of mine at work about this today. I told him this take, and he looked at me like I was crazy. He's like, Wisconsin beat us at our own place, and they smacked us around pretty well. I'm like, yeah, but they also – had us where Eli Brooks was announced like 45 minutes before the game that he wasn't playing. So you scrambled last minute to change your lineup. Demetri Trice played the game of his career. He hit every shot that he threw up. And it's the first time that Juwan Howard or Phil Martelli has seen the swing offense, which if I'm not a huge basketball person, but people that I listen to that are big basketball people will tell you the swing offense is something that's very difficult to prepare for if you haven't seen it. They've seen it now. They've got plenty of tape on it. They've got their own tape on it. They know what their guys can adjust to. And you're going to get Eli Brooks back into this game, who is your best perimeter defender. And that's where you got killed, was on the perimeter. So I think that lines up well for Michigan to get the revenge game there. And I have Illinois beating Iowa. Because Iowa is just like, you gotta score, they gotta score 100 points or they're not gonna win, kind of thing. And Michigan owes Illinois. They've lost to them twice. It goes back to that whole theory of hard to beat a team three times. Mm-hmm. So I'll take Michigan getting to the championship game. Not making a prediction on the championship game, because I don't like our matchup against Ohio State at all, because they smacked us around twice. I don't like that matchup. Not making a prediction on that matchup. But my hot take is 1 through 4 will not be in the championship game come Sunday.
I like it. I mean, color me shocked that you're taking Michigan.
It might be slightly homer. It makes my pick fit a little better. But I could also see Iowa winning those games and knocking Illinois out and knocking out Michigan or Wisconsin. I mean, if, like we said, if Iowa gets hot, scoring, they're almost impossible to beat. I mean, they can put up points in bunches. So I don't know. What other thoughts do you have on my take? How do you feel about it? I mean, I got your Spartans getting going 0-1. I mean,
you know, it's spicy. I would put it like Nachos Bel Grande.
Oh, okay.
Not the fire sauce.
I didn't want to go hard the paint on the first week. I got a good one brewing for next week.
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
But I like it. No, you know, I mean, I think your take makes sense. It is a tournament, I feel like, that is very winnable for these later or early teams to win. We've said all along that this Big Ten tournament, there could be a number of teams that win it. Do I agree that Michigan gets there? No. But at the same time, it just depends on who gets hot, what the matchups, how it looks, how everything shakes out, and it runs from there. So, I mean, it's feasible. I mean, it's not something that's too crazy to me.
So I have to interrupt this for a second because I just got an alert on my phone from Bleacher Report 24 minutes ago. The Big Ten and the Big 12 announced they will not have fans in arenas beginning Thursday due to the coronavirus.
There it is.
So the Big Ten has just completely 180'd in the last 4 hours on their stance. So starting tomorrow, there will not be fans in the arenas for the rest of the Big Ten tournament.
Can you imagine being a fan that's down there in Indy right now, yeah, paying those like, hotel prices?
Oh, buddy. And you ain't getting that money back. Guarantee that we're going to get that money back. So that changes the dynamic a little bit more. I mean.
So now are you comfortable with that?
I'm not. Yeah. It's still going to happen. I don't trust anybody in that league anyways. Everybody could lose. Could be Northwestern versus Nebraska in the championship game. Just to piss everybody off. Right. So
that's when the coronavirus wins.
Yeah, exactly. So do you? Does that change your hot take at all? What I just told you?
No.
Okay. Well, let's hear yours.
My hot take. Mine's like Vera Grande, like Green Pico.
Oh, so you're a step.
I'm a little bland with this one.
Okay.
Because my next week one, I think is gonna be hot.
We gotta step it up a little bit.
Yeah. My next week one. I thought about doing it this week, but I thought, nah, I want to stick with the Big Ten tourney. Basically, my hot take is Illinois wins it all. It's not super hot. I personally like the matchups that they have. They're 1-1 against Wisconsin, Iowa. I mean, there's some good matchups there for them. Ayo Dosunmu. I mean, coming off an all-conference nod, I think he is a huge difference maker. And then also Kofi Cockburn.
It's Coburn.
Coburn.
It's spelled Cockburn, but it's pronounced Coburn. I think it's a load of shit, but that's what they say. They say it's Coburn.
Okay.
Whatever. Okay. He's from Jamaica. He can say it however he wants.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
So, but it is spelled Cockburn 100% all day and twice on Sunday.
I think those two are probably the... In that half of the bracket are probably the best combo. I like that combo a lot. I do have Illinois taking on Michigan State in the title game. Color me shocked that I took Michigan State to the title game.
I mean, they are the betting odds favorite. So
yeah, and I mean, it's not super hot, but I feel like Illinois is a team that could come in and they could shock some people. I don't think it's... I think you will see some of these lower seeds putting up good fights, but I like the track record that Illinois has. Not a whole lot of losses were absolute drudgings. I mean, they had the Arizona game earlier this season. I think they lost by like 31 or something.
Yeah, it was ugly.
I mean, that was an ugly game. So for me, my hot take is Illinois wins it in Indy.
So I don't disagree with it. The problem I have with Illinois is you mentioned Ayo Dosunmu and you mentioned Kofi Coburn, a.k.a. Cockburn, and they have been pretty consistent the entire Big Ten season. The one thing that Illinois hasn't been consistent of is shooting the ball. They struggled to knock down shots, and we just talked about Iowa and them wanting to put up points, and if that... Another game, Iowa comes off a win, and Illinois comes out a little sleepy, and shots start falling down early. Illinois could be in a massive hole early on.
And you see, and I really struggle, because I feel like the winner is going to be, in my opinion, it's going to come from that Illinois-Iowa game. I really struggle.
I think if Iowa wins the first two, they'll win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Because I think that gets them on a roll. Yeah. And if they've won those first two, that means that everything, they're seeing shots go in. And Luka Garza is the Big Ten Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dude is a freak. He runs. He never looks tired. He's ugly as shit, and I want to punch him, but he never stops running. This kid just goes and goes and goes and goes.
Is there anything you can do about it?
No. It's just his face. You know, I just want to deliver one of these very visual.
Right in your suckhole.
Yeah. He does. The kid, I heard he's a big trash talker, too.
Oh, I could see it.
And that just makes you want to punch him even more. But
he's good and he knows it.
Oh, man. God. His nose, his face, everything. I don't know. But I think if they win those first two games, yeah. I think they win the whole thing. So, no, I could see Illinois doing it. But like we said, I could see 10 different teams winning this thing. I mean, it is not out of my mind to think that Minnesota gets hot and gets there.
Yeah.
Because Daniel Oturu is an NBA player. Marcus Carr is a borderline NBA player. Gabe Kalischer can shoot. I mean, they have players. Mm-hmm. I mean, Richard Pitino, if they can get past their terrible coach.
Yes, hey, the coach is their downfall.
Yeah, but it's the Kansas syndrome. Can Kansas get away from Bill Self being a horrible coach? I mean, I honestly think he's what's held him back. Great recruiter, horrible coach. It's just what it is. So I don't disagree. I agree. Not quite as high on the hotness level.
Yeah, this one was a little bland.
We'll spice them up as this As the skills, like I said, my one for the NCAA tournament next week, I think will be.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
It might change, though. I don't know. I guess.
See, for me, it's going to depend on how the conference tourney goes and kind of go from there. Yeah. But yeah,
for me, it's going to dictate what the draw looks like, too.
That yeah, absolutely. The draw is going to dictate a lot coming up.
So we talked about making a pick. So you got Illinois winning it. I think I have to take Ohio State to win it.
Okay.
I think they're playing well. They've played consistently well all year. Now, it will be interesting. I don't know what Kyle Young's status is because he's just kind of a glue player for them. But they just, with that four-guard lineup, they spread you out and they can all knock down shots. I think I take Ohio State to win the whole thing.
Okay.
And that hurts my soul a lot.
I can see. It
hurts.
If you could see this, I think I just watched his soul leave his body.
I burned a little bit. But I told the same guy I was talking to at work earlier this year when Ohio State and Michigan both got hot, I told him Ohio State was the team to watch in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but these dudes are good. Caleb Lesson losing all that weight. I mean, scores all over the place. They're going to be tough out for sure. If they get Michigan State tomorrow or Friday, look out.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So, but like I said, there's games going on now. We just found out no fans starting tomorrow. Michigan plays at noon against Rutgers, and Michigan State doesn't play till 6:30 Friday night. So that's kind of the primetime game. That's honestly perfect in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Friday night, 6:30, get done with dinner, sit down, have a beer, and watch a basketball game. I mean,
go to sleep by 9:30.
Yeah, because you don't need to watch the game after that.
For #hamster. Adulting.
Yeah, wait till you have kids, and it's like, oh, sleep. What's that? So, I don't know. What any other thoughts on hot takes?
No. I mean, I just to say with my take. I mean, like I said, I think the winner of the tournament is going to be the winner of Illinois Iowa. I think that matchup will dictate the winner.
We shall see soon enough. It'll be done in a couple days, and we'll have teams picked, and
we'll see what
nobody will care again.
Right. What will happen is we'll be Wisconsin against Michigan State, and it'll be the most.
Yep. This will end up being the most chalk Big Ten tournament of the year.
Yep.
Watch.
Yep.
There'll be no upsets this year because we think that everything's going to be chaos and everybody's going to, the higher seed's going to win or the lower seed's going to win every time. Like, it's just going to be perfect. It'll be run through the table. Whatever. That would be very Big Ten this year.
It would be.
So, okay. I think
that wraps up our hot takes.
I think that's we're done with our first hot take segment. Like I said, if you guys want to fire back some hot takes and comments on Facebook or Twitter, let us know thoughts on our hot takes. This is meant to spark conversation and get things moving a little bit. So let us know what your thoughts are on all these takes.
All right, so our last segment, gonna continue to sprinkle some more breadcrumbs for our future giveaway here.
Getting our Hansel and Gretel on.
Yeah, ooh, Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel's so hot right now.
It's so hot.
Just so everybody knows, I'm Hansel. He's Gretel.
Oh.
Picture that. I want everybody to visually picture
my
Lane dressed as Gretel. That's a horrible thought. I'm having nightmares already. All right, sorry.
All right, now I gotta sleep. Anyways, okay, so before we get into sprinkling our breadcrumbs, salt baying that shit, we're gonna talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament co-host contest we're gonna be doing. We will on Sunday, once the bracket, so probably Monday, we will get either in Yahoo or ESPN or somewhere.
Probably ESPN. I've done more ESPN. I think ESPN's a little more user-friendly.
Yeah. So we'll end up creating on ESPN. We'll create a bracket. It'll just be, it'll be a group. It'll be open group. And the odds are being like Spartan Wolverine Beards podcast, 2020 co-host giveaway or something along those lines. So basically what you're going to have to do to enter, you're going to have to like, share that post that we put it on, and then you're going to also, of course, have to enter your submission. Now, if you only do two of the three things, you're not entered. You have to do all three to be entered.
And what we might actually end up doing, we'll have to figure this out for sure, we might make it where you have to like and share, and then we'll send you the password to get into the group. We'll see. Kind of see how that goes. But trying to get people to branch us out a little bit more and then reward the person with a shot to come in here and have some fun with us on the podcast.
Yeah, it'll be real laid back. We'll just either be here, or we might, I don't know, might go uptown somewhere and have a beer and just sit around and shoot the shit, talk some sports. And
we haven't done a live on-site podcast. We haven't. We need to do that. That could be fun.
That might have to happen here soon.
Yeah.
So that might be a golden opportunity. Yeah. So yeah, that is going to be our contest. Be on the lookout for it on Monday, where we will lay out the instructions again. And good luck to everybody.
Yep. So on top of our co-hosting event that we're going to have, we've been talking about these breadcrumbs. And I know breadcrumbs, everybody hears breadcrumbs, they think of ducks, or they think of, like we said, Hansel and Gretel. Think of all these random things.
Well, I'm a fat ass, so I think of macaroni and cheese.
Okay, I can respect that. As a fellow fat man, I can respect that.
See.
But these breadcrumbs aren't leading in that direction. These breadcrumbs we talked about in the past, they're free, something free we're going to give you. But, and I kind of put a little tweet or teaser out there on Facebook earlier this week saying that this weather is really making me want to tell you guys more. And if that doesn't help you a little bit, think about, obviously, we're a sports-related podcast. And what sports happen with this kind of weather? Maybe it has something to do with one of those sports that springtime happens to bring to relevancy. I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe I'm pulling a chain. Maybe we're just messing with you. There's really not a free giveaway.
Maybe.
I doubt that. There really is.
No, there is a free
giveaway. There really is something free to give away. But, yeah. So this weather means that what we're giving away is getting closer and closer. Yep. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, at the end of this, if nobody does everything that we're going to have, you're going to have to do to win, I'll take it. I'll take what we're giving away, and I'll go, and I'll have a great old time, because I would love to do what we are giving away. I think it would be a good time, and yeah, it's fun, especially if you're into this sort of thing. So,
yeah, absolutely. If you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah, you got to be into that sort of thing. You know, my quagmire face right now. So let us know if you got any thoughts. We've been putting it out there. We haven't heard a whole lot. No, not a whole lot of talk about it. I'm going to keep teasing it a little more and a little more and a little more, because we need to get some interaction. We want to know what you guys think.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody guesses it right, maybe we'll just up and out at the next episode.
Yeah.
But somebody's going to have to get it right, and they're going to have to be pretty specific as to what it is, too. So this weather outside makes it a whole lot more enticing to give away information.
Absolutely.
So make us tell you.
Make me.
Yes. So there's our crumbs. There's our thoughts for the week. You got to hear our hot takes. You got to hear our feelings on coronavirus. You got to hear our feelings on the Big Ten tournament. I think this is definitely going to be a shorter pod, but it's okay with this time of year. There's not as much, so we've tried to keep them a little more limited and a little more specific. So, again, the social media stuff is huge for us, guys. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you're listening, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, all that stuff, please like, share, subscribe, tweet, retweet, subtweet, all that stuff. Get it out there for us, and if everybody tells somebody that's a sports fan, I mean, if you guys are sports fans, you have other sports fans, just tell somebody, hey, give us a listen. Mm-hmm. Anybody that listens to podcasts, I mean, we appreciate it. Our numbers started out way up, kind of went down, and now they've held pretty consistent where they're at, but we'd like to get another jump here if we can.
Well, the good news is we're starting to get a lawn mowing weather, and somebody has said we are a good lawn mowing.
We have been told we are excellent lawn mowing material. So
when you guys are out playing around in your yards or whatever you're doing, you got headphones in, play us.
Hey, yeah. And then tell us what you think.
Yeah.
Give us your comments. Give us your concerns. Tell us if you want us to talk about something.
Yeah.
If there's a topic out there that we're not covering, let us know. We'll talk about stuff. We got some extra time in these. We can fill things together. So let us know. I don't know. I think that's it. Do you have any other closing thoughts before we shut her down for the week?
No. I mean, I just want to shout out to you for making a very good segment for our, introducing our hot takes.
We're going to do some clean. I'll clean it up a little bit. We'll make it a little cleaner. Who knows? I might add some more stuff to it that I was thrown together last minute.
Freaking love it. It's amazing. No, I don't have too many other thoughts. Ready to get this tournament rolling. I'm ready to
watch some basketball.
Ready to watch some basketball. Ready to get a co-host in here. Ready to talk some sports.
I want to give away our stuff, too.
I do, too.
Kind of. I'm not
digging. Yeah, I mean, if you don't, I mean, worst case scenario, go from there.
So.
But no, I'm good. Thank you guys for listening to us, and we'll talk to you next week. Go green.
Go blue.